Back here in Cleveland, Ohio, what an opening day for the Toronto Blue Jays. 3 in the 9th, a tie at 4. 3 in the 16th on one swing of the bat by J.Pierre Encibia, a 3-run home run to left, winning 7-4 over Cleveland. The Blue Jays, on this post-game show brought to you by Honda Dealers, go 1-0 to start the year, and they earned it. They had a 7-man bullpen coming in. They used all of them. Luis Perez, 4 scoreless innings, a much-deserved winner. Sergio Santos comes on to pick up a save, gets the last 2 outs with a runner at second base. The loser is Jairo Asensio, and he gave up the home run to Encibia in the 16th inning. 7 runs, 10 hits, an error, 10 left for the Blue Jays. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 10 left for Cleveland. What a game it was. Home runs, the Blue Jays hit 2 of them. Jose Bautista in the 4th inning, and then Encibia with 2 men on in the 16th inning. Jack Hanahan hit a 3-run home run off Ricky Romero in the 4-run second. That made it 4-0, and that's the only inning that Cleveland scored in the 16. Ricky Romero went 5. He gave up 4 runs on 3 hits, all in that 4-run second inning. And then the bullpen from that point on was stellar. 43,190 take it in, the largest opening day crowd in Cleveland history. So a lot of firsts here. And the longest game period, 16 innings in an opener in Major League history.
And the Blue Jays will rest on this very comfortably. For the Indians, it's going to be a tough night and a tough day, off day tomorrow. But it was a day that where the Blue Jays looked like they were struggling to get the bats going early on. They wound up out hitting the Tribe 10-7. But it was really the long ball that got the job done, and the near long ball by Edwin Encarnacion, another one of the guys, had a nice day. Jose Bautista not only hits his first home run, but 3 hits on the day and got on a couple of other times. So it looks like the guys that you're counting on to really help you out are getting it going. Brett Laurie, that speed paid off as he walked to start the 16th inning and enabled the inning to move on instead of seeing a double play that suddenly would have nobody on base and 2 outs.
That's right. Omar slapped a one-hopper back to the mound, and Asensio, as he looked to second base, committed his throw. The second baseman was pointing toward first. It was too late.
It was too late. It was a poor decision, but it was a decision that really factors in terms of the Blue Jays winning the opener.
Now, off day tomorrow, as you mentioned, and then Saturday, Allen, Brandon Morrow against Ubaldo Jimenez.
Don't have the numbers on the two pitchers. Things didn't work out with the computer here this evening, but Brandon Morrow had a good spring. It wasn't spectacular, but it was the kind of spring I think we all wanted to see from Brandon Morrow. He had the fastball working, throwing strikes most of the time, and Brandon Morrow is a guy the Blue Jays are counting on now. As you get into this season, a season that has the Blue Jays believing that they have some swagger, that they're ready to become a winning ball club, they're going to need Brandon Morrow to have a big season.
So just to double back here one more time before we join you on Saturday at 12:30 with our full pregame show here from Progressive Field, your 3, 4, and 5 hitters have to contribute. Jose Bautista, as you mentioned, 3 hits, a home run, 2 RBIs. Edwin Encarnacion tied it up with a 2-run double in the 9th inning after the Blue Jays had scored a run on the Bautista sacrifice fly. Edwin was huge here today.
He was huge. Adam Lynn came out of the ballgame early for a pinch runner, but he had a double early on, also reached on a walk. Adam Lynn in that 4 spot is going to be key. So, you know, you've got some of the guys swinging it well. Brett Laurie had a rough day in terms of the offer, but things are going to be fine for Brett Laurie. We've seen enough of him to know that he can swing it.
In 16 innings, the Blue Jays 7, Cleveland 4, as we turn it over to Mike for the rest of the night.
Certainly didn't expect to be doing this with the sun down here in Cleveland on a freezing night. It was well worth it. 16 innings, the longest opening day game in Major League Baseball history. And if you're going to play this long, 5 hours and 14 minutes, you might as well win it. And that's what the Blue Jays did. 7-4 over the Cleveland Indians in 16 innings. Post-game show is brought to you by your Honda dealers, and we are going to Blue Jays talk it up all the way to the top of the hour. So get those dialing fingers dialing. 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell. Long distance. 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays take down the Tribe to open up the 2012 season in a phenomenal game. Your calls are next. It's Blue Jays talk. on the Blue Jays Radio Network.
The BlackBerry Blue Jays Insider is back and ready to give Blue Jays fans and BlackBerry users unrivaled access to Canada's team. Step behind the scenes with an exclusive connection to the best baseball insiders in the country. Get the facts, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes access to exciting contests and a chance to interact with your favorite Blue Jays insiders on BlackBerry Messenger. Your BlackBerry is the key to following the Blue Jays like never before. Join the BlackBerry Blue Jays Insider on your BlackBerry smartphone. Send a BBM invite to the pin on bluejays.com/BlackBerry Insider today.
Wakey, wakey!
Huh? What? I'm awake.
Come on, sleepyhead. The game's about to start.
Wait, who are you?
I'm a talking Super 8 sign. Isn't that sort of obvious?
I just woke up.
Fair enough.
Pow! Hey, I caught it.
Ha, yeah, you did. Now go catch some fun at Super 8. With their great rates, you'll have a whole lot of cash left for hot dogs and popcorn.
Yummy.
Aw, oh, you're cute. Go to super8.ca to find your super destination. Super 8, destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
For delicious outdoor cooking, you can't beat Broil King Regal and Sovereign Barbecues. Only at Home Hardware and Home Hardware Building Center. I'm Anna Olson, Home Hardware's kitchen expert, and you'll appreciate Broil King's Flavor Wave cooking system for perfect grilling every time. Featuring porcelain-coated cooking grids, rotisserie and side burners, and sense-a-touch controls, cook up something special with Broil King Regal and Sovereign Barbecues, only at Home Hardware, the official home improvement retailer of the Blue Jays.
Welcome to Roger's Tech Talk. Tina is on the line.
Rog, my neighbor's always bragging how little she paid for amazing stuff, like that new Rogers bundle.
You mean TV, internet, and home phone, all for $82.78 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Did she mention you also get an HD PVR free?
Of course.
So, are you switching?
Yeah, but don't tell her. I don't want to give her something else to brag about.
Of course. Switch today. Pricing is for 1 year with a 2-year term. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-ROGERS-1.
More Toronto Blue Jays baseball is coming your way.
Hammer deep left field. Yes, sir. Let's admire that one.
On the Blue Jays Radio Network.
And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball hammered left field. Long, high drive. That ball is up, and there she goes. A 3-run home run for J.P. Arencibia. His first hit today. And the Blue Jays soar out in front. 7-4 here in Cleveland in the 16th inning.
Yeah, you heard that right. In the 16th inning, J.P. Arencibia plays hero in just a tremendous ball game. The Blue Jays rally for 3 in the 9th to tie it up after only getting 2 hits to that point. And the Blue Jays bullpen throws 11 innings of 4-hit shutout. Luis Perez, 4 no-hit innings to pick up the win, and Sergio Santos picks up the final 2 outs, so he doesn't get the save, and we'll see if we can't figure out why he didn't get to pitch that complete 16th inning that would have gotten him the save, but I'm sure there are plenty for him coming up. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk. They put the blue back in Blue Jays, and we put it back in the program as well. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays used their entire bullpen, and they have an off day tomorrow, so that's a good thing. Let's get to the phones. The Jays are 1-0 on their way to what really feels like it's going to be a special season. We start with Kazim in Oshawa. Kazim, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. How you doing? I listened to you on Tim and said yesterday. It was amazing. I just got 2 quick questions. How do you feel about Roger Davis not hustling on that bunt in, I think, the 12th inning? And how do you feel about Romero only lasting the 5 innings, but the bullpen stepping up for those 11 amazing innings?
It was a 15th inning that Roger Davis, that bunt happened. And it wasn't that he didn't hustle. He just didn't run. And it certainly wasn't a case of a lack of effort. I think he was confused. But regardless of how confused you are, what you have to do is put your head down and run. Maybe he thought it was going to be an infield fly or something. It doesn't matter. You run. And it was a terrible play by Rajay. And I'm sure he's well aware of it. And it's not going to happen again. And as far as Ricky, you know, 1 terrible inning. And that was it. He faced the minimum in each of his other 4, and at least he managed to stick it out long enough to get them 5 innings. Not that we knew it was going to go 16, but I'm sure he's very, very disappointed in his day as well. But you know what? They won the ball game. I appreciate the call, Kazim, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about Blue Jay fans that, you know, they win an incredible game in 16 innings and our first caller goes negative. But such are the ways. Such are the ways, I guess, of the Jays talk. Ben is in Thornhill. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Michael. I just want to say, first off, Brad, I know I'm supposed to get right to the point, but I just want to say I'm a big fan, as I always tell you. First of all, I want to talk about the bullpen. Bullpen is so awesome. Luis Perez, just amazing. To give up no hits in like a cold evening / afternoon, I think that's really great. I also want to just touch on the fact that if a starting pitcher can just limit the opposition to 4 runs, I think the team is going to have a chance to win pretty much every time. The last thing I just want to remark on is I'm often on the forums, I'm often on the internet forums, and there's a lot of negativity about Colby Rasmus. There's a lot of negativity when you know something happens, you know, on an inning basis. And it's really frustrating. I think I'm going to stop going on altogether. But I just want to say that catch that he made today was awesome. And I just want to say that I have 100% faith in Colby Rasmus. And I think he's going to turn around completely.
Yeah, I think so too. He's got a hole to dig himself out of. He went 0 for 7 today. But you know what? So did Brett Laurie. Brett Laurie went 0 for 6 with a walk. So those are big holes. And it takes you a while, even if you start hitting well. You know, to get out of those holes. And it's too bad. I said on Jeff Blair's show on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, this morning that I thought Rasmus would get 2 hits today, be hitting .500, and everybody fall in love with him. But he did make a tremendous play in the outfield, that catch leading off the 5th inning when it was a 4-1 ball game. And, you know, anything more is going to be just about it for the Blue Jays. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate the call. I don't know. We saw how the offense can kind of go up and down. The Blue Jays scored in only one of the first 15 innings of this game. Only 2 of the first 15 innings of this game. And they were 2 hit going into the 9th. So I don't know if you can count on them for 5 runs a night every night. But they do have, they've got a lot of offense. They really do. And they finished 6th in the major leagues last year in runs scored. And their offense is better now than it was then. Dennis is in Ottawa, back on our network in the nation's capital. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, thanks. Go ahead.
Good. First of all, 2 great points. That Rasmus' defensive play was amazing, and the bullpen pretty much won the game for us. A quick comment. I watched the entire, 5.5 hours almost?
5 hours and 14 minutes. I watched it all, too.
There you go. Watched the entire game. I noticed from last year, I know it's an extremely small sample size, but I really focus on Aaron Sebia's defense. He blocked, I think, a couple balls in the dirt with the guy
more
on
than
third
a couple
times. He made that great play on Chu diving. He played the entire 15, 16 innings as a catcher, hit the home run. I'm just wondering, did you see him upgrade his defense at all from last year? Is there any little things you saw him do better?
Well, I mean, he's kind of prided himself on his defense. He didn't think he would be able to make it to the big leagues if he couldn't catch and if he couldn't be a solid defensive catcher. And I don't know if there was a prevailing opinion that he wasn't good defensively last year. I certainly didn't see that. You know, he's not Yadier Molina back there, but who is? He did a terrific job. And you know what? Especially, you have to point out that, yeah, this game went 16 innings, but they're just coming off spring training in which nobody almost ever played 7. So JP's used to catching 5 or 6. And tonight he goes out and catches 16 and has enough in the tank to hit that home run in the 16th inning and win it. That's just tremendous. It really is. And he's a man who has risen to the occasion on his opening day and opening day in the past. And it's kind of a magical thing. And it was great to watch him. And you're right. It was great to watch him handle Ricky Romero, all those balls in the dirt with runners on third, saving everything, making that play on Chu. Phenomenal job by JP. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call very much. Jason is in St. Catharines. Hello, Jason.
Hey there, guys. I just want to say, after a season like last season, it's pretty big for the bullpen to come through today. I think the entire year is going to rely on them, how we do. So it was nice to see that they came through and a big win for us.
Yeah, you know what? They were outstanding tonight, the relievers, all seven of them combining for 11 innings of four-hit shutout. But you know what? It's important to remember, too, that last year the Blue Jays were 13-4 in extra inning games. This happened not to this extent, but this happened a lot last year. There were a lot of games where the bullpen threw six shutout innings.
But there was a lot of blown saves last year,
There were a lot of blown saves, no question about it. No question. But we saw this. We've seen this before.
The key to be is consistent.
Yeah, the key is to be consistently great. That's and that's, you know what, when you're going to Jason Fraser in the sixth inning, you know, when you can use Casey Jansen in the eighth when you're down by three runs, that's such a luxury to have guys that good as your fifth and sixth options in a bullpen. And that's what's amazing about the bullpen, or fourth and fifth options. That's what's amazing about the bullpen that the Blue Jays have put together. I mean, if Ricky Romero gets knocked out after five and you're down 4-1, most teams will go to someone who's not good. And you know what? Fraser and Jansen are better than good. But you're going to your worst reliever who's probably going to give up something. You know, let a couple of guys get on, turn the lineup over, if not giving up another run or two over a couple of innings, and all of a sudden 4-1 becomes 7-1 and you're done. That's not going to happen with this team ever, because they have seven relievers who are all very, very good. In case you missed it, 7-4, the Blue Jays beat the Indians. J.P. Arencibia's three-run homer in the 16th inning. This was the longest opening day game in Major League Baseball history by innings. I'm not sure about the by time. I doubt it. 5 hours and 14 minutes long, but we haven't gotten a word about that. And we are Blue Jays talking it up to the top of the hour on the Honda Post Game Show. Mike is in Pickering. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mr. Wilner. How are you today?
I'm cold. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk about the bullpen, but just quickly, I thought J.P. Arencibia had a great game defensively. Obviously, that home run he had to win the game was great. Just wondering if Luis Perez and Villanueva have games, and I know just a couple innings they threw, would they be in line for the fifth starter later on in the year if they keep on throwing like that?
No.
No, not at all?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they've got a lot of starters on the way up. You know, you've got two on the disabled list. Well, you've got one on the disabled list and one in double A trying to figure himself out. You've got Jesse Litch on the disabled list as well. And then there's Deck McGuire and Drew Hutchison and Chad Jenkins. There are a lot of guys. There's no reason to have Villanueva move back into the rotation. Maybe Perez. Maybe, but they're not auditioning for a fifth starter. Their fifth starter's on the DL, and when he comes back, he'll be back.
Right, right. Well, good. Thanks for taking my call, Mike, and can't wait to hear you in May.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. On Twitter, I'm asked by, I don't know how to say that, so I'm not gonna. Why aren't the Jays playing tomorrow? Why is there a day off in the middle of the series? The deal is that when you open on the road and there's no roof, they're never sure. They're always worried about the weather. An opening day is a sellout, and it's a big event, and you know, you want to make sure that you get the game in. So they always schedule a day off after opening day, just in case there's rain on opening day, as Tom Young reminds me. Yeah, 2-3 years ago at Yankee Stadium, they got rained out. 5 years ago? Wow. They got rained out on opening day, and I had to drive home the next day. It was terrible that night. I'm also driving home right now as soon as we get off the air here. We kind of had planned to leave around 7. That's not going to happen. But the cold will keep us awake. So, yeah, just in case of bad weather, if today's game had been rained out or snowed out or colded out, they want to be able to get opening day the next day and not have to worry about anything like that. Let's go to Steve in Markham. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Mike?
I continue to be cold but well.
And that's the thing I want to bring up, too. I hear everybody talking about the bullpen and stuff like that. Let's not forget that we're in cold weather. This always favors the pitching staff. And if you look at all the scores across baseball today, everything was a 1-0, 2-1, 3-1 game. We'll see how this bullpen does when the weather gets hot, although I do like it. Let's not get carried away. But it was a great job by him.
Why not get carried away? They just threw 11 shutout innings, and there are no JoJo Reyeses in here who are getting lucky. Those are 7 really good pitchers. Why not get excited about it?
No, Mike, I'm just saying it's just one day. I mean, it was a great job, don't get me wrong, but wait till the weather gets hot. That's all. And when the weather gets hot, you'll see these guys start. It's very hard to hit a baseball when it's cold, though. You'd rather hit when the weather's a little bit warmer. I think you would agree on that, no?
I would agree on that, but I would also wonder why you're, trying to I don't know. I guess it's just
the way of the Blue Jay fan. I'm ecstatic. Mike, I'm ecstatic by the win today. I'm just saying, just wait a while.
You just don't want to get excited. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm Go happy on. For the win. But Mike, the one thing that I really want to touch on is, first of all, and you mentioned it earlier, was Rajah Davis not running that bunt out for whatever reasons. I mean, you've got to anticipate that, Rajah. You've played this game long enough. You've got to know that you've got to start running, whether you thought it was an infield fly. But the play that kind of got me was, I always say this guy's name wrong, Evie and Carcheron. That ball that he hit, Mike, he threw his bat almost like it was a home run, kind of styling it. That ball hit on the base of the wall. We got away with one there. That outfielder played that badly. Really,
that ball
that
hit on
that
the it hit on the top of the
like
wall.
Mike,
the
I
ball
don't
hit
like
on
this
the
hot dog.
Top of
I don't
the wall.
Like these guys
okay, all right, Steve. I understand, Steve. Steve, you have to let me talk because it's my show.
All right.
I understand that there's a lot of things you don't like about a 7-4 win in 16 innings on opening day. I understand that, but Edwin's ball hit the top of the wall, not the base of the wall. He did style it. You're right. But you know what? He hit it about 600 feet. And I agree that you have to put your head down and run. I agree with you. But you'll also agree that when you've seen guys who get a ball and know they've got it, especially in a situation like that when it's the ninth inning and nobody's gotten a hit all day and you're coming back and you just won the ball game with a 3-run home run, that's okay to get a little bit excited about it. The wind was crazy today. It probably took one of Jose Bautista's 2 home runs away because he did hit another one. It definitely took that home run away. There was no question anybody in this ballpark that was going to land in about the 10th row of the bleachers. So I'm willing to excuse Edwin for getting excited about that.
Well,
the Rajay thing.
In all fairness, though, Mike, I was watching the game with a bunch of guys today. We argued about that same point. Mike, do yourself a favor. Check that out again. That ball hit at the bottom of the wall. It was badly. It did not hit the top of the wall. It hit at the base of the bottom of the wall, and the gentleman badly played the ball. He probably thought it was gone, too, like you say. Thanks,
because
Mike,
it was. Thank you for the call. I don't know. Watching it from here, and I'm looking directly at the left field wall, I'm pretty sure it hit above the scoreboard on that wall. I will look to see it again. The TV in front of me is showing a bunch of replays right now, but I was pretty sure it hit high off that wall. Todd is in Orangeville. Todd, can we have somebody happy about this win?
Mike, I am absolutely ecstatic. I've got my 6-year-old Casey here with me. We watched the majority of the late part of the game. Casey, you want to say hi to Mike?
Hi.
Hello.
We are big Blue Jay fans out here and absolutely thrilled. And here's my thesis for today's game. And that is that I think the MVP of today's game, and you wouldn't give it after game one, but if we could, I would give it to the manager. I thought John Farrell won that game today. And here's why. For him to take out an outfielder and bring in 5 infielders, how often does that happen in a game? I thought that was absolutely an outstanding move. And maybe we got lucky with him hitting the ground ball and getting the out in that inning, but that was absolutely bold. And then to have the hit and run later on in the game and play the bases aggressive to go for the win, I thought Farrell was great. And I guess the last thing would be step three in his MVP first game would be his handling of that bullpen today. Taking the players in and out. The Santos thing was a little bit odd for me, but I don't know. Maybe it was confusion because it was the first game. But if John Farrell's going to manage like that, and he did admit that first year he was learning and he's ready for year two, I'm absolutely thrilled with that. So we are big baseball fans out here, and I'm so glad they're back. And what an exciting game. Just great.
It really was. It was an exciting game. And you know what? Players win ball games. Managers do their best to put players in the position to give them as good a chance to win as they can possibly get. So, you know, I'm not going to agree with you that John Farrell won this game. I did love the five-man infield move, though. I thought that was exceptional. And the hit and run as well. And you know what? That's because of the weapon that he has in Omar Vizquel. And that's something that the Blue Jays haven't had, you know. John McDonald was lovely, and I'll put his glove up with anyone's. And if you have John McDonald on your bench, sure, you're bringing him in for a fifth infielder, but you're not putting a hit and run on with him with Brett Laurie on first base in the 16th inning. With Omar Vizquel, you're absolutely doing that. You don't even think twice. Omar is such a master of that play that that's a huge weapon, and John Farrell knows it. You should see Farrell light up every time he talks about Omar Vizquel, and that's part of the reason, because there are so many things that he does well. Bill is in Richmond Hill. Hello, Bill.
Yes, good evening, Mike. Absolutely thrilled by the win tonight. Great way to start the year. These are the kind of games you obviously want to win.
If you're going to play so long.
There's a lot of excitement, it seems, in the city about the Blue Jays. It's been a long time coming. I guess they want a winner in this city in some sort of sport.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
But my point is this, using the bullpen so much tonight, is there any concern in terms of or strategy now for the starters to be looking to go 7-8 innings in their starts, which is asking a lot early in the season? But I imagine the manager is going to want them to go as deep as possible in the next couple of starts. And does that impact the team at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you have a day off tomorrow, which is extraordinarily helpful. And really, Fraser, Oliver, Jansen, Cordero only pitched an inning each. Santos only pitched two-thirds of an inning. So Villanueva and Perez are the only guys who are taxed. You probably can't go back to Luis Perez until Boston, until Monday. You could probably go back to Villanueva on Sunday. Everybody can pitch on Saturday. So having that off day is huge. Otherwise, you're right. But the off day tomorrow really helps things out a lot.
But just back to the other point, I mean, it seems like a lot of young kids, my son, who doesn't really like baseball, it seems like him and his friends are really excited about this team in this season. So let's hope it continues.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's been an incredible ride so far, and we're only one game in. How about that? A fantastic spring, and now this. It looked like they were done. Down 4-1, going into the ninth. Two hits all day. People breaking ankles, jumping off the bandwagon. And then this. Darren in Toronto, you're going to be the last one. Make it good.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Keep going.
Sorry about that. I just want to say, hey, great for the bullpen. They went great. And for the people who are bitching about Encarnacion, he wouldn't have got more than a double if he ran the whole way anyway. So I don't understand why people are complaining about that.
People like to see hustle.
Yeah, I know. And I would have liked to have seen hustle as well. But he really wouldn't have got more than a double, do you think?
No, there's no chance.
Yeah, so... I just don't understand.
And nor was he close to getting thrown out at second base. But yeah, you like to see hustle. You don't like to see guys jogging down the first baseline, thinking they've hit a home run when they haven't. But I think in that case, Edwin had absolutely every reason in the world to believe that he had just hit what was probably going to be a game-winning home run in the ninth inning, and I think it's okay to get excited about that. And unfortunately, the wind just knocked it right down. Thanks for the call. Appreciate all the calls, even the half of the Jays talk callers who found it in their hearts to take the negative viewpoint when the Blue Jays win on opening day in six innings. We love you all. As the Honda postgame show continues, we'll set you up for game two of the season. The Blue Jays have a tough act to follow. They took down the Indians 7-4 and 16. It's the Blue Jays Radio Network. Shai Davidi down in the Blue Jays clubhouse talking to John Farrell just tweeted this quote from the Blue Jays skipper. If tonight is any kind of insight into this season, strap in. We're in for a long ride, and it's going to be a lot of fun. No question about it. The Blue Jays take down the Cleveland Indians 7-4 in 16 innings, and they will use tomorrow to rest up before they strap them on again Saturday afternoon for the second game of this three-game season-opening series. Brandon Morrow gets the ball for the Blue Jays. Ubaldo Jimenez will start for the Tribe. We will be on the air with our full pregame show beginning at 12:30 Eastern time for a 1:05 first pitch. We do hope that you join us then, because this is the beginning of what may be a, well, what will surely be a very, very exciting 2012 season for your Toronto Blue Jays. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Dylan Brown, and Joe Sicilia, I'm Mike Wilner. 161 more of these to go. Good night from Cleveland.